Dawn on the tropical island of Trinidad. Birds are rousing in the trees, calling, flashing brilliant colors amidst the endless shades of green. And Roger Nichols is rousing too. For the last decade, he has been documenting the island's winged inhabitants.
We've just got buzzed by a hummingbird. Did you hear that?
Close your eyes and just imagine you died and went to heaven. And you were in the Garden of Eden. It's just so incredibly beautiful. Flowers everywhere, myriad variety of brilliantly coloured birds, butterflies zipping all over the place. It's just like paradise. It's just fantastic.
This is the best time of the day for me. Getting up, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and heading off into the sticks, you know, up in the mountains. The atmosphere, the temperature and up here is just fantastic. Breathing pure oxygen. This is a typical day in the office for me.
Birds are Roger's passion, and the Asa Wright Nature Center, where he works, draws amateur and professional ornithologists from many countries just to catch a glimpse of some of the planet's most dazzling and unique birds.
They're so fast, you know, you just really got to be quick on the draw, otherwise you miss them. Got him. There you go. Oh, look at that purple honeycreeper. Whoa. The colour is so unique. It's a fantastic shade of purple.
There are some 460 species of birds on the island, and Nichols is trying to capture them all on film. It is painstaking work.
But if you're not prepared to wait for the shot, you won't get it.
Nichols has studied the birds' habits and calls tirelessly.
Come on, talk to me. But these birds skillfully with their beaks and their feet, you know, stitch and weave these nests together. And they're really strong. They build them on the edges, at the very edges of the branches, and winds come, hurricanes will come, and, you know, gale force winds, and they wouldn't blow down.
Over the years, Nichols has found his own place in these woods.
Came here in 1978. And was so enchanted with the topography of the land here in Trinidad and Tobago that I thought, oh yes, I could do this.
Oh, look at this. Check this out. Look at this. Watch this.
Through his research, Nichols has come to know all the wildlife on the island.
Whoa, you don't want to get your fingers in there.
But time and again, it is the birds that draw him into the woods. This morning, he hopes to capture on film a very tiny, elusive bird.
This is the most festive hummingbird in Trinidad and Tobago. The smallest hummingbird in Trinidad and Tobago. A tufted cupcake. Oh, look at him just sitting there. Wow.
He's been trying for 6 weeks to get this shot. An agonizing wait that comes down to a breathless moment.
I'm very, very high right now. Goosebumps all up my arms. This is fantastic.
Nichols does not mind waiting for that perfect moment. Like the birds he follows, he lets the morning and its beauty unfold around him.
No plans to give this up at all because, you know, I figure I could do this for the rest of my life. And, yeah, every time I go out, I see something new.